Okay, so I feel like I need to preface this one with the fact that Niles is only 4 months old. So we're still learning, and there's a lot more that I'm sure we'll start using and
We pretty much don't know anything. No.
Just oh my gosh. You can't tell people that. No, we don't know anything. But we've learned a little bit in 4 months, and we thought that we would share what a lot of people have been asking us is the stuff that we've loved from like our registry and whatever that we've been using with Niles.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Okay. Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job.
Thanks.
All right, so what I thought we'd start with, I'd like kind of broke it up by category, and so the first is what we liked for his nursery. So the probably my favorite thing of all the items that we got is my mom got us the Hatch baby scale.
Yeah, it's like the Cadillac of all things.
It's the Cadillac of changing tables. So, well, I guess I should also say before we get going is that I really didn't want a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we have a small house. We have a 2-bedroom trying to make into a 3-bedroom house.
Basement.
So we can't have a lot of stuff.
Right.
And also didn't want.
I feel really overwhelmed when there's like a lot of things around me. My sister's probably, if she listens to this, is going to be like, nah, you have a lot of stuff. but she's like a super minimalist. So I'm certainly not a minimalist. But I think I get overwhelmed easily when there's things around me. So
practical. Practical is the word we're going to use.
Thank you.
Practical.
You think I'm practical?
You're very practical.
I hope so. I strive to be. but anyway, so I really felt very passionate that I didn't want like a lot of baby things, like unnecessary stuff. So I like researched a bunch and tried to come up with, you know, a registry that, you know, there was still like enough that people felt like they could pick a gift for us, but mm-hmm. also there wasn't a lot of like unnecessary things.
Yeah.
And I think we did a fairly good job.
I mean, everybody showed up with a gift, so.
What?
Yes.
Well, anyways. Okay. So, but the thing that I like splurged on, I guess,
yeah.
was adding this Hatch baby scale, and my mom got it for us, and I'm like, I'm just obsessed with it. So, we don't have a changing table in his room. It's just a like dresser that we had already that we put this, changing mat on, and it weighs him. So, the big thing was, for Niles when he was born is that it took him a really long time to get back to his birth weight. And I tried to nurse, and it's just really stressful nursing and like not knowing how much he's eating.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the Hatch, you can weigh him before you feed him and then weigh him after, and you can have an idea of how much he actually got from you.
And
which
it's up to like a quarter of an ounce, which is mm-hmm. just under what you would see like your doctor's, like, you know, a pediatrician's office
yeah.
is like a tenth of an ounce or something.
So that seems like a really extra product.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a really anxious person, then it probably isn't good for you because you might become obsessive about it. But for us, it was just really nice being able to have an idea of how many ounces Niles was getting in a day. And also just being able to keep track like weekly how much he was gaining if we weren't going to the doctor's appointment. And it actually ended up that we didn't have to go to as many doctor's appointments because
yeah.
we were able to weigh him at home and just
yeah.
call in and do a checkup with like my lactation consultant and his pediatrician. So
it like saved the money it cost just in
I don't know about
COVID.
Quite that. It is the Cadillac of changing tables. It was a splurge, but we definitely loved it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Next one is blackout blinds. We listen to a podcast. Everything that Becca says. We'll link her.
Yes. She is the like founder, the owner, the mastermind behind Little Z Sleep.
Yeah.
We can do a whole other thing about
yep,
sleeping.
That's it, yeah.
But yeah, she does like a bunch of stuff of like setting up the nursery.
Right.
And
one of the biggest things that she says is to make sure that the room is completely as blackout as possible. So we bought blackout blinds from Amazon. You
yep.
can get them by like within like a half an inch or something. So they get really close to the size of the windows. And if you have an old house like ours, there's plenty of places that light could come through. So
yes.
We, along with the blackout blinds, we also bought like door trim to seal the door so light didn't come on, you know, on the sides and underneath.
Yeah, we could do a whole other thing about blacking out his room.
Yeah.
But the blinds, adding that to the registry, I think was a good idea.
Yes.
And then along with things setting up to like help him sleep better, we got a humidifier, mm-hmm. A white noise machine. We actually ended up with two of those. So that was a little bit extra, but, I'll link the one that we use the most cause it's louder. And then we also got a monitor, which Michael like did a bunch of research for.
Yeah. So we decided to go for the Nest cams. They're not specific to baby themselves, but they do record motion and you can pay to have, like to go back and watch old, you know, footage of what it records.
Yeah, they're like general monitoring cameras that you would have for your house, like security wise.
Yeah, yeah, and they're perfect for what we needed for now. So
it's nice because we bought a pack of three, mm-hmm. and so we had one like downstairs if he was taking a nap, downstairs, one in our bedroom, and one in the nursery, like everywhere that he was sleeping.
Yeah. So we didn't have to move them around.
Yeah, I really like those, but the downside is you have to use your phone as the monitor. Well, it's kind of a downside and a bonus, because you always have your phone with you, but also you like can't exit out and do other stuff. So you have to have one of our phones is always up.
Yeah.
I'm watching him right now.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we had that. And then I also love in his nursery is the glider. I love the glider that we picked. Mm-hmm. It's pretty small. It's like compact. It's not a humongous chair, but every nursery needs a glider.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even use it a ton, but it's nice.
Yeah.
And then two other things for the nursery. We got the Ubi diaper pail, which is nice because it uses just regular trash bags. You don't have to like buy special bags for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we bought a ton of like buckets. So we have like a cute hamper. We have an over the door hanger for his closet to help organize things.
Yeah.
We bought a bunch of drawer dividers. So all those like organizational things were super helpful.
Yeah.
So I liked all that.
Yeah. And then, so the next topic we're going to go to is for cranky babies, the items we have.
Luckily our baby's really not that cranky.
He's not that cranky, except if it's like 5:30 to 7
he's
p.m.
He's got the witching hour.
Yeah, exactly. And for that, Laura normally uses the bounce ball, just a bounce ball to sit on in the living room. And normally just, you know, gets him to calm down, just,
yeah,
to just instead of you having to move up and down the whole time. We've used gripe water, I think, only 3 or 4 times, which, is, if you don't know what it is, it's just some sort of
it's like sugar
random
water.
Sugar water solution.
it's a magical potion.
But the first time we did it, it was like an aha moment. It was like immediate he stopped crying.
Yeah, we've really only had to use it a couple of times.
Yeah.
But when he is really like, you just cannot settle him down, just giving him a teeny bit, it just it helps your mind.
Just
you know, like he'll just
take
stop screaming for a second. Yeah,
right.
You feel like you
can
breathe.
And it's normally for more than just a second too. Like it'll last for a good while. But we do know like some of our best friends who tried using it and it didn't work for them. So it's not for everybody.
But it's super cheap, so it's worth a shot.
Exactly. Pacifiers, we have like 7 of them that are all flying around.
Yeah, I think we have 5. But
plenty of pacifiers.
We have a bunch of pacifiers. We have like the little what's the one with the
teething?
Animal?
A wubbin' up,
which is cute.
Yeah.
But less practical because
we should find that because I don't know where it is.
No, we found it.
We did? Okay, great.
And then we have a couple other ones on like little teething rings, which is handy.
Yeah, and they have little clamps so they just like clip onto his clothing so they don't fall off. Great idea. And then we also have a carrier, which is just like, I don't remember what the brand is.
We actually have 2 different kinds. I have the kind where I can just like wrap him up, and then Michael uses like the like backpack looking
one.
Yeah.
So
more dad like.
Yeah, and you can like unbutton certain sections so when they get a little bigger, their legs sit further down, and so they're more, you know, supported and more or less supported, you know. So,
but when he won't nap or he's really cranky, we can just wear him around, and that's super helpful. We aren't like obsessed with the 2 carriers that we got, but they're both good and helpful.
Yes.
When he's stressed out.
Agree.
Or we're stressed out.
Yeah.
Okay. And then if you are nursing, a few things, we don't put on a pump on your registry. You can get one from your insurance. Definitely get a pumping bra, because when you find out that you have to pump, that is a lifesaver. You have to have one. Mm-hmm. The Haka, if you don't know what that is a game changer, and just helps my sanity. And then we got a bunch of bottles. I think that we got like a set of four of the Dr. Brown's. We got a couple random ones too, but I think four bottles is plenty. Just wash them.
Yeah. Otherwise you won't wash them and they'll just be sitting
there. Sitting around. Yeah. And then we got like the Boone grass for drying and a sponge brush that we just use for bottles just to keep it a little bit more sanitary.
Yeah. And then one of the biggest things that we were worried about is clothing, because that can very easily, especially if you have
blow
up. And a lot of people like to buy clothing for other people as well. Because it's a great, you know, default. And there's so many cute things out there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
But I really didn't want a lot. So a sweet friend of mine gifted us a ton of just like hand-me-downs. Mm-hmm. But if I were to go back and, have to like pick out clothes, first of all, I probably wouldn't register for anything, because mm-hmm. people are going to give you stuff anyways.
Any clothes.
And then I would just focus on getting zip up jammies. Just like footsie pajamas. I would just have like five of those, maybe
ten of those,
and really nothing else. They're like, when they're a teeny little baby, they don't need anything else. And then you don't have to worry about socks or mittens or whatever.
Yeah.
All in one, just get a bunch of jammies.
Yeah. It's a great idea. With the clothing, we also did the swaddles, which obviously help when they're first home. When they first come home with you.
My sister got us some really beautiful muslin swaddles. I'll see if I can figure out the kind that they were. I love them. We ended up with probably like, I don't know, like six different swaddles.
Mm-hmm.
But you need two.
Yeah.
I mean, it, you know, and then we use them for blankets. We'll lay them down on the carpet for him to be able to do like tummy time. They're good, but you don't need a ton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Birth cloths. You should have more than we have, because we never feel like we have one when we need it, but along with, like, we have a couple buckets in other places, like underneath our coffee table, we have a couple burp cloths in there, because you never know when he's going to
spit up. What he's talking about, under the coffee table, I have another one of those little buckets I was talking about that just has, like, a quick change station. So it has a changing mat, it has diapers and wipes and burp cloths and a pacifier, so it just has, like, a little bucket that I can just pull out whenever we need it, instead of having like a big setup of stuff. Again, I didn't want stuff everywhere, so I just have these like little compartments for things.
Yeah.
And then the last like clothing type item that we really liked is the sleepy swaddle. So it's like the happiest baby guy, or the snoo, if you've heard of that. It's the thing that goes along with that, but it's just the swaddle part. So it like Velcros them in, and then you can zip them up. And we really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
We only did it for, I don't know, like two months.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of the swaddle now. But it was great. And then we had one other one that we switched out, like in case it got dirty or whatever.
Yeah. And as they get older, you know, once they getting them used to not swaddling,
mm-hmm.
The great thing about the sleepy swaddles, you can change, you know, so they don't include their arms when you Velcro them in.
Right.
And it just kind of gets them used to, mm-hmm. you know, their limbs being more free.
Yeah. It was a great one though.
Yeah. Traveling wise, a car mirror, which is crucial, and a car seat to go along with the stroller that you have, or the car seat, you know, the base that you have with it.
Yeah, we're not like obsessed with our car seat, but it's good. It's like the click and ride.
Snug Ride. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Graco.
and the stroller is good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, being able to have that mirror to see him when he's in his car seat was a good thing.
Yeah.
We also got those like little blinds for
the window
of the car.
Which has come into use, I think, a few times, but they were like, you know,
$7
on Amazon.
But the traveling thing I do love is the car seat cover. So I bought one of those, multi-purpose car seat covers. We just really use it to cover his car seat, but it's also supposed to be for like, when you're in the grocery store, you can put it on the cart, or you can use it as like a nursing cover or whatever. So we got a really basic one of those just like off Amazon, but it's been great.
Yeah.
Especially cold and flu season.
Mm-hmm. True. Now, other random favorites we like, We have the Love Every Play Gym.
It is my favorite thing. That and the Hatch. My mom got us both of these things, actually. She won for gifting. But the Love Every Play Gym is so cute. And they also have like a subscription service to like have toys sent to you, which I might rope Michael into as Michael gets older. But they're just, it's clean and classic looking, but then it has these like little flips where you can like have bright colors. I'll link it. It's wonderful.
You should definitely check it out.
It was another bit of a little splurge, but he loves it. And there's like different things that you can swap out to make it more exciting as he grows.
And we actually moved it down into the living room because we, you know, when he wakes up after feeding, we bring him downstairs, we have our coffee, and he's just lying on it and he's looking at things and hitting the little, it's amazing. He's just like hanging out by himself.
He does hang out. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
Another thing we got was a diaper backpack instead of a diaper bag. Love that. It's like gender neutral, so Michael can use it. I can carry
it's awesome.
It, whatever. And it has like a million compartments. So that was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Whale tub and washcloths. Whale tub because it's adorable.
His little like bath.
Yeah, his little bathtub. But it has a little mesh thing so that when they're young and, you know, they can't sit in the whole thing. It holds them up. It does use a lot of water. So if you have something heavy that can go underneath that, you know, means you don't use as much water, it's a good idea.
Okay. That was a little extra to include. But anyways, I also definitely make sure you're putting on like Aquaphor or some sort of like diaper rash cream. We got the spray boogie bottoms and I actually really like that. It was like a weird thing that I just added in randomly, but it was great.
Yeah.
And then the last random thing that I really loved was we added a letter board. So like when he was born, we, you know, put his name and weight and birthday and everything. And then for every month we take a picture with him, with the letter board and like how old he is. And I love that. So that was a good thing to include on our registry.
Yeah. And then our last category we had is just necessary items that you have to have. So Laura already mentioned the stroller and car seat. We have two boppies, which Laura uses to nurse. We have one downstairs and upstairs because it's just easier and they don't take much space.
I found one that's on sale at TJ Maxx after we already bought one. And so I bought it thinking I was going to return the other one. And then somebody told me, like, dude, it's going to be great to have two of those.
Yeah.
And so I kept it and actually is really nice. So as much as I really didn't want extra things, it's nice to have one upstairs and one downstairs so that we don't have to like go find it.
Yeah. And then the pack and play, which we didn't really, we bought one from someone who just, their child
like
just grown out of it.
Yeah.
Friend.
Secondhand.
We haven't really used it very much. We kept it in our dining room actually, for a short while, but
it mostly used it as a changing pad.
Yeah.
Cause it had like the little changing table connection on the top. We sometimes put him down, in there, but like very infrequently. If you have like the Love Every Play Gym, you don't need it.
Right.
But I'm sure we'll use the pack and play as he gets older. Mm-hmm. Cause right now he just switched out of like sleeping in his bassinet.
Yeah.
And so we did have that, another thing that we just borrowed from a friend. And so we take that with us when we travel instead of the, pack and play, but as he grows up, we'll take that pack and play.
That's true.
Around.
Chair rocker we got from a friend, again, who was giving it away, I think.
Oh, the swing.
The swing, sorry.
You're
swing.
Talking about the swing.
We
do
swing
have a swing.
Basement.
We hardly ever use it. I wouldn't get one.
Right.
It takes up a ton of space.
But it was also free. So
someone just
people
gave it to
like
us.
Giving things that they've used like secondhand.
That's
so,
so true.
Ask your friends.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Things that
people
you aren't
love.
Sure if you're going to use or not, ask a friend if you can borrow it. Even if you're like, can I borrow it for a week and see if I use it? And then you can give it back and ask other moms.
Yeah.
But we do use his little rocker. So he has like a little chair thing that we do use pretty frequently. I wanted like a higher end one, but the one that we got was fine.
Yeah.
So I'll link the one that I wanted and the one we ended up getting. Big price difference, very little difference in user experience.
Yeah.
So the one we got was fine.
Yeah. And then obviously plenty of blankets that we use to wrap them up when we take them on a walk outside.
Yeah. I wouldn't even put this on your registry. I think we ended up with like 10 blankets.
Yeah.
Like
we got a lot.
So many people. That's like something that people just
I think
like
we
default
bought one.
To buying.
No, maybe we didn't buy any.
I don't think we did buy any.
I think we took them off the registry.
Yeah. People bought us so many. The one that he really loves is from Target. One of our sweet clients gave it to us, and we use it
all the time.
So one
and
is
it has llamas on it.
And it has llamas
and
it's fluffy
on one side.
And it's fluffy. And then I also included a bunch of books. I'm a teacher. Ton of books on the registry. Some soft ones. Some like, you know, board books. And then like some picture books too.
Yeah.
So books is a good thing. And then obviously all the diapers and wipes that you can imagine.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that that's like kind of the complete list. If I was to re-register for Niles, that's what I would put. We'll link as much stuff as we possibly can. But ask us if you have any questions. We're happy to answer, especially if you're somebody who doesn't want a lot of stuff. We can try and tell you things that you definitely don't need, like a bottle warmer.
Yeah.
Or a wipe warmer. People told me I needed both of People told me I needed both of those things.
What is it? I don't even know what a wipe warmer is.
It, you put the wipes in it so that a cold wipe doesn't touch Niles' bum.
He doesn't care.
No.
I don't think.
He also doesn't care if his milk is warm.
Yeah. Again.
We don't heat it. We used to like run it under hot water for a second. We don't even do that anymore.
Yeah, because he's hungry. He just wants it. He's going to eat it. Come on.
But different stuff like that. If you have questions about it, just let us know.
Yeah.
Because I don't want you to have too much extra random crap you don't need.
I love it.
Anyways, good luck registering and congratulations on your baby.
Yay!